Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. Present today are Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Yunt, myself, Senator Merrick. This afternoon, we will hold a second hearing on Senate Bill 230, Jonesville Public Use Area, and first hearings on House Bill 126, Reinstate Native Corporations and Religious Corporations, and finally, Senate Bill 235, Automated Traffic Safety Cameras. We have been joined at 1:31 by Senator Olson. So first up is Senate Bill 230, Jonesville Public Use Area, by Senator Rauscher. Welcome back, Senator. Would you like to make any opening comments today?
Yes, thank you. For the record, Senator George Rauscher, District O. I'd like to thank Chair Merrick and the members of the Community Regional Affairs Committee. I appreciate you guys taking the time to hear this bill, to learn about the area in Sutton, to learn about this public use area. And it fixes a technical error, in HB 6 in 2018, I believe that was passed. And it will make the Jonesville public use area whole, and it will also protect the residents nearby from crazy bi-directional, all kinds of directional shooting. And I just appreciate the fact that you guys have considered this bill, and I hope that you'll see to pass it out of committee.
Thank you, Senator Rauscher. Questions? Seeing none, Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 230, version 34, LS1333-N from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note, and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 230 is moved from committee. We'll take a brief at ease. I will call the committee back to order at 1:34 p.m. Next on our agenda is an introduction of House Bill 126, Reinstatement of Native Corporations, Religious Corporations, by Representative Foster. Representative Foster is likely in committee, so he will be replaced with his wonderful staff, Paul LeBoll. Welcome to the committee, Mr. LeBoll, if you would like to place yourself on the record and introduce your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Paul LeBoll, staff to Representative Foster. House Bill 126 takes involuntarily dissolved ANCSA corporations and allows them to reincorporate as the same legal entity. The reason that is necessary is because the assets owned by that corporation are owned communally. It's the land granted in the ANCSA legislation, and there's no way to distribute those assets. Additionally, that same right to reinstatement was amended to apply to religious corporations and nonprofits with a religious purpose. On the floor, I have since talked to legislative legal, and they think there are equal protection issues with that.
Okay. Thank you for that introduction. Are there questions? Seeing none, we will go to public testimony at this time. I'm opening public testimony on House Bill 126. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone online? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. Mr. LeBoll, do you have any closing comments?
No, just thank the community for their time.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here today. We will set that bill aside for further consideration, and we will move on to our last item on our agenda, an introduction of Senate Bill 235, Automated Traffic Safety Cameras, by our own Senator Gray Jackson. Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson, for being here. If you and your staff would like to place yourselves on the record and begin your presentation on House Bill or Senate Bill 235.
Thank you, Madam Chair and the committee members. Senator Elvie Gray Jackson, representing District G in Anchorage, and I'm here with my staff, Jamie Bagley. Again, thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee, for the opportunity to present Senate Bill 235 today. This bill will allow but not require local governments to use automated traffic safety cameras to enforce speeding and red light violations. Anchorage is experiencing a troubling rise in traffic fatalities and serious injuries, particularly among pedestrians and cyclists. Over the last 2 years, a record number of 15 people have lost their lives on Anchorage roadways. That is roughly one death every 3 weeks. Speeding and red light violations remain contributing factors to this troubling statistic. But at the same time, law enforcement agencies are significantly understaffed, making consistent in-person traffic enforcement increasingly difficult. Certain intersections, such as 36th Avenue and Seward Highway, are especially challenging to monitor safely. Other high-risk intersections, including Minnesota, Benson, and Northern Lights, continue to experience frequent collisions. Automated enforcement would help address these problem areas, particularly where traditional enforcement is difficult or unsafe to access. Automated traffic enforcement increases accountability, and it serves as a proven deterrent against dangerous driving behavior. Many cities and states, they already use this tool effectively, and this legislation would bring Alaska in line with 23 other states that permit automated red light enforcement. So Senate Bill 25, it simply provides local governments with the option to use traffic safety cameras if they determine it is in the best interest of public safety. And just on a side note, I experience when I'm driving and I'm at a red light, when the light turns green, before I go, I count to 30 because I know that there are folks running red lights, and I almost had a bad incident happen. And I'm sure other people are experiencing the same thing within the Anchorage Bowl area. So anyway, with that said, if the committee would like, my staff member Bagley, Jamie Bagley would be happy to do the sectional analysis.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Bagley.
All right. For the record, Jamie Bagley, staff to Senator Gray Jackson. For SB 235, sectional analysis, in Section 1, it adds a new paragraph to AS 29, period 10.200, detailing the limitation of home rule powers. In Section 2, it amends AS 29, period 35, by adding a new section, AS 29, period 35, period 143, that reserves the regulation of automated traffic safety enforcement cameras to the state. This section applies to both home rule and general law municipalities, and it applies to speed limit cameras, red light cameras, and railroad grade crossing cameras.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members? Seeing none, we will move to invited testimony. We have three invited testifiers this afternoon joining us on Teams. The first is Lindsay Hyduke from Bike Anchorage. Welcome to the committee, Ms. Hyduke. If you could state your name, affiliation, and begin your testimony.
Sure, thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Lindsay Hyduke, and I'm a resident in Anchorage who bikes or drives to work, walks in my neighborhood every day, and prefers to take the bus to the airport when I can. I also serve as the Director of Community Engagement and External Affairs at NeighborWorks Alaska, supporting resident-led initiatives to strengthen neighborhoods and that often revolves around safer roadways. I'm a volunteer with Bike Anchorage, but I'm not speaking on behalf of them as an organization. I've been a pedestrian and bicycle advocate for many years in Anchorage, but unfortunately in that time, I've only seen our roads become more dangerous. Today, our community is suffering from a transportation safety crisis. For the last 2 years, 15 pedestrians were killed each year, including one bicyclist last year. But if you include everyone who was killed in vehicle collisions, it's about 30 people each year in Anchorage, and it's just unacceptable. Anchorage's Vision Zero initiative was launched in 2016 to eliminate all traffic-related deaths and serious injuries. And one of the first strategies identified in the 2018 Vision Zero Action Plan was for automated traffic enforcement cameras. The purpose is to reduce red light running and collisions at intersections. In 2024, after six pedestrians were killed in a single month, the Anchorage Municipality and the State of Alaska Department of Transportation came together under the Vision Zero Work Group and also identified automated traffic enforcement as a key strategy. It's also just common sense. Our city has struggled to have enough police officers, let alone enough to focus on traffic. We have approximately three officers dedicated to traffic enforcement each day, and that's only if they're not called to an emergency. Red light cameras would be another tool that we could use as part of the solution in our community. But unfortunately, the path for that to happen in Anchorage is really challenging. So I believe SB 235 and its companion bill, HB 282, can help make Anchorage's and Alaska's roads safer. By allowing the state to have regulation authority over automated enforcement cameras, we can create a path forward in Anchorage and other communities across the state. And I know it may sound like an Anchorage-only issue and not a state issue, but Anchorage is home to about 40% of our state's population. And we're overrepresented in the state's vulnerable road user fatal and serious injury crashes at 66%, according to the Department of Transportation data. And about 75% of those fatal and serious crashes occur on state-owned roads. And that's all part of what we call Anchorage's high injury network. So we need the state of Alaska to step up and move solutions forward because this is a state issue. So right now, red light running and right turn hooks are some of the leading causes for crashes in Anchorage. And they're also just the norm in Anchorage driving. So by putting automated traffic enforcement on the table, we'd have another tool to work with that could help change behaviors and literally save lives. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Heidick. We appreciate you being here. Next is Nancy Pease from the Rabbit Creek Community Council. Ms. Pease, welcome to the committee. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Nancy Pease. I've been active in transportation planning in Anchorage for several decades. My professional background is urban and land use planning. I'm on the Community Advisory Committee to AMATS and the board of Rabbit Creek Community Council, but I'm testifying on my own behalf. Automated traffic cameras are a wise option to add to the menu for municipal traffic safety. The deterrent effect of traffic cameras and other sentinel devices is well proven. First, there's direct data regarding red light running. Red light cameras reduce both T-bone and rear end crashes. I looked at a recent study from Chicago. After installing red light ticketing cameras, that city achieved a 30 to 50% reduction in severe injury crashes. And there's a spillover effect beyond the intersections with red light cameras. The Chicago study showed that drivers more frequently obeyed the red lights at nearby intersections, not just those with cameras. Second, in addition to that specific data, there's a mass of data showing that the certainty of being caught is a powerful deterrent against breaking the law, far more than penalties or punishments. Automated traffic cameras at intersections change the perception for drivers. Instead of a very small likelihood of getting caught, drivers face a near certainty. And that's a powerful deterrent. The National Institute of Justice states bluntly that committees deter crime when they strengthen the public perception of the certainty of being caught. We've all observed this deterrent effect for drivers already with regard to highway speeding. When drivers spot police cars with speed cameras, drivers slow down. So in addition to effectiveness, there's cost effectiveness. The state and most boroughs and cities are under severe financial strain. I don't need to tell you that. Communities still want and deserve public safety, including traffic safety. Local governments want and need the most cost-effective measures, and automated traffic cameras are one of those. You may know that a generation ago, Anchorage residents resisted automated traffic cameras. At the time, there was an outcry that cameras violated our privacy when driving. Oh my, how times have changed. Now Anchorage has cameras at every signalized intersection. Now the public expects and accepts camera surveillance in almost every public space. And Fred Meyer, you may have noticed, there are overhead cameras at the self-checkout that record every item as you put it into your shopping bag. In this modern age of little privacy, there is no rational privacy claim against an automated ticketing camera at an intersection. We all have personal stories about how dangerous drivers have impacted our families and friends. In 2024, a speeding pickup ran a red light on 36th Avenue at 40 miles an hour and T-boned a Subaru, spinning it into two other vehicles. This Subaru was totaled. By a few inches and a whole lot of miracle, the impact struck just forward of the Subaru's driver, and he survived. My dear brother is still a force among us, but it was a nightmare for us all. Another family member who is a pedestrian and transit rider who has a visual processing disability also survived several years watching out for red light runners in Midtown and downtown. None of us is entirely safe from red light runners or speeders, but as a community, we can improve safety for all of us with the cost-effective, proven option of automated traffic cameras. Please advance Senate Bill 235. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Pease. We appreciate your testimony today. Our final testifier is Jade Powell from the North Star Community Council. Ms. Powell, welcome to Senate Community and Regional Affairs. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jade Powell, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself, but I am a member of the North Star Community Council. First of all, in terms of the North Star Community Council, traffic enforcement, concerns with speeding, concerns with noise, this sort of thing is definitely a big concern in our neighborhood, and I think it's very much something that is a priority here in North Star, though I can't necessarily speak on behalf of how the community might feel on this specific bill since it hasn't come up in our discussions. But what I will say is I really appreciate the testimony from Nancy and Lindsay and Senator Gray Jackson speaking to the safety issues and the potential of automated traffic enforcement as a tool. I also want to address a little bit more about the specifics of why this bill is even needed and important. And I'll just read to you briefly into the record as a bit from an ADN article in 2016. Since 97, Anchorage's city charter has allowed only sworn police officers to write traffic tickets. So that provision came in the wake of a voter initiative and huge political backlash over a program to use photo radar to write speeding tickets. The program operated for a year and fell apart after critics raised concerns over privacy and accuracy, and the courts dismissed thousands of contested citations. So because of that backlash, because there is an amendment to charter, Anchorage lawmakers are not able to make use of this tool without a vote to the people, which is, in my opinion, an undue burden to be able to grant access to this tool. As Nancy alluded to, mass surveillance is already here. The Anchorage Police Department has started use of automated license plate cameras, which basically can track the movements of residents throughout the city, which is often and frequently shown to cause violations of privacy. So if mass surveillance is already here, I would like to get some benefit from it. I would love to see the ability for the city, similar to how they were able to, at the assembly level, grant access to the police department to use these tools for tracking of citizens. I would also like there to be an option for automated traffic enforcement. I, sitting at a red light on Arctic and Benson, driving one day, saw my girlfriend pull up to the stoplight heading home from work on her bicycle. She's sitting where she's supposed to be, right on the sidewalk, and as soon as the light turns green and her light turns white to go into the intersection, a car raced out in front of her and just nearly hit her. Right in front of my eyes, nothing I could do. That was a pretty horrifying incident and a really great example to me of the importance of how comfortable drivers have become blasting through right turns. And I think it's really important to have tools like this to ensure folks don't become overly comfortable. I'm sure there would be frustration and backlash at the beginning, but I think the benefits would quickly show themselves and people would ultimately welcome this sort of thing. And removing this undue burden, I think, is really important at the state level. I've been in the car twice when my mom was cited for red light violations. We were in parts of Washington where we didn't live and or had just moved, and it was frustrating, sure, but she quickly realized, okay, this is the rule, this is where I don't break the law, and I need to be really careful, and making sure that drivers don't get complacent is really important. I, as a driver and walker and biker, admit to fully making these mistakes. I think anyone who has driven in Anchorage knows that on certain roads where it is assured that you are not going to get ticketed, folks drive much faster. For example, there was recently a pedestrian fatality on 20th in Ingra, and that section of Ingra from Fireweed to 15th, there's nowhere that a police officer could park their vehicle and monitor that traffic. So there's absolutely no chance of getting cited for speeding in that corridor. And so I would encourage you not only to advance this bill, but to thoroughly advocate that. I know there's been a lot of discussion about the red light aspect, but it's really important to leave in the aspect of speeding. And then the last thing I'll say real briefly is I appreciate that this legislation leaves up a lot of the details and the specifics to communities, because every community is going to have different priorities. But I think it's important that this bill does say specifically that it's deregulating the act of taking photos as an incident is happening. And so for communities that might have concerns about mass surveillance, this law specifically is saying at the state level that it's allowed if photos are only being taken when a violation is occurring, which I think is an important detail. Thank you for your time and for the opportunity to provide testimony.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Any questions before we move to public testimony? Seeing none, I will open public testimony on Senate Bill 235. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? Is there anyone online? Seeing no one, I will close public testimony. Senator Gray Jackson, do you have any closing comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say thank you again for quickly hearing this very important bill, and I hope to see it make it through the finish line. Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. With that, we will set Senate Bill 235 aside for further consideration. And this concludes our agenda for this afternoon. Our next meeting is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 at 1:30 p.m. With that, at 1:53 p.m., we are adjourned.